stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour here on this Friday, October 17th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You know, as I'm going through the show today, starting off with Justin Michael running for Congress against the incumbent Jack Bergman, and thinking about Donald Trump's statement during that debate with Kamala Harris. Donald Trump was questioned. He was put on the spot. And either he lied or he's still working on it. But they were talking about health care. They were talking about the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act is a loser. The federal government is having to pour billions and billions and billions of dollars in subsidies every single year to keep it afloat. Republicans years ago ran on repealing and replacing Obamacare. It came to a floor vote. They were one vote away in the U.S. Senate from repealing Obamacare and forcing the federal government to come up with a replacement plan. And you all remember late at night, the infamous John McCain walking up to the Secretary of the Senate, holding up his fist, and then going thumbs down, which was a no vote. One U.S. senator who had a political agenda, a hatred for not winning the presidency, voted against the Republicans' effort to repeal Obamacare that famous night. I can see it clear as a bell in my mind. Puffed up his chest, walked up there as big as he could possibly be, making sure nobody else was around the Secretary of the Senate. All the senators back in chamber, in their seats, not necessarily sitting, but standing, watching John McCain walk up with his clenched fist and then went thumbs down. And it died. His famous donation to screwing the Republicans in Washington. During the debate with Kamala Harris, question about health care, Donald Trump flat out said, I have a plan. We're working on it. Well, what is the plan? Well, it's not finished yet. I'm not president yet. With all due respect, sir, you have been the president in your second term since January 20th. We are coming up this Monday on October 20th. The government is shut down because the Democrats want you Republicans to put those subsidies back in to save the Affordable Care Act. You guys showed leadership. You took it out in the one big beautiful bill, and it's not going to be in the next budget, and the subsidies go away. Yes, health care premiums are going to go up. Maybe then, just then, maybe the American people who are on this garbage, according to Justin Michael, 30 million people, maybe they'll rise up and demand leadership. Demand that you guys do something. We were paying $500 a month. We can't afford $1,000 or $1,500 a month. Are you out of your minds? That's what the Republicans need to do, and they need to do it right now. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three here on this Friday. Joining us as usual, our Farm Bureau insurance agent Tristan Cole is on the line with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Tristan, give me a couple minutes here just to tee this up, and I want you to then respond to it, because I was very young. I was 8 years old. It was December 13th, 1966, at roughly about 1:30 in the morning, and the dining room light was on, and I heard my mom crying, and I came out of my bedroom, My younger brother and I is a three-bedroom home. We each had our own bedrooms. Mom and Dad had their bedroom, Brian and mine. I walked out of my bedroom down the hallway to the kitchen, rubbing my eyes to wake up. And I saw my mom crying. I saw my grandpa Bishop and my grandma Bishop, Lapeer Farmers, in their Sunday best, sitting at the dining room table together, crying as well. And I'm like, Mom, what's going on? And she said, Randy, your dad is dead. He died in a car accident. He's gone. I remember running down the hallway, diving back in my bed, and I started crying. And I thought, what are we going to do? I mean, I'm 8 years old, and I'm thinking this. I mean, Dad was the breadwinner. Mom stayed at home. I mean, we were your typical 1966 family growing up in America. And I said, Dad's gone. He's not going to go to work. He had just bought this beautiful three-bedroom home for us in Shelby Township a year ago in 1965. He bought my mom a brand-new 1965 Oldsmobile Jetstar. Never forget it. He died in a 1963 Mercury when he hit an ice patch, went off Parkdale Road between Rochester and Shelby and hit a big oak tree that was sitting next to the road. They had to literally cut his legs off to get him out of the car because the engine was sitting in his lap. And 8 years old and crying, I mean, I lost my dad, but my immediate thought was, we just moved into this house, you know, last year. Dad, thank God, taught me how to cut the grass that summer. And I was cutting the grass and taking out the garbage for my dollar a week allowance. Mm-hmm. And it was like the immediate thought went to my head, what are we going to do? My mom only had an eighth grade education. She was 31 years old, basically, when they got married. I mean, when she had me, I should say. The thing of it is, I sat there and cried over loss of my dad, but I was worried about, are we going to have to move out of this house? Because I knew there was a mortgage on it. I knew Dad talked about the payments, you know, that he bought. He was so proud of his job. He was so proud of being the breadwinner. He was so proud of being in Tobias's house and his new car. And I thought, what the heck? And then we had the funeral. And Grandma Bishop came up to me standing next to the casket and put her hand on my shoulder. And she said, well, Randy, you're now the man of the house. You're responsible for your mom and your little brother. And I said, okay, I get that. I can shovel the snow. I can take out the garbage. I can clean out the leaves out of the gutters. I can paint the gutters. I can fertilize. Dad taught me. About 2 weeks after the funeral, William Poter Funeral Home in downtown Rochester, my mom went to the mailbox and came to the kitchen table and opened the letter. And inside the letter was a check made out to my mom that she could assign over to the bank. I believe it was Comerica, before that, it was Standard Federal Trust Bank, SBT, whatever, where she could assign it over and pay off the mortgage. I came home from school, and again, she's sitting at the kitchen table crying. And I'm like, what? What now? And she said, your dad bought some kind of life insurance, and I have a check. It's for $25,712.84, whatever the amount was. With a letter explaining to me to take this to the bank, to sign the back of the check over to the bank and pay the mortgage off in full. She was crying. And I'm like, I've lived it. I know what mortgage life insurance policies are. They're garbage compared to what you offer. But this is a life lesson that I think people need to understand. When you come on this show and you talk about insurance and you talk about preparing your house for winter and you talk about how to drive in the snow and when you talk about all this and we talk about life insurance, everybody seems to tune us out. And it's like, Why are people not picking up the phone and buying life insurance on their kids, on their teenagers, on themselves? Now, I know as they get older, a lot of our listeners are older. It's extremely expensive. I know. You know how much I'm paying every month for my life insurance. Waited too damn long. Should have done it years ago. Why are people not picking up the phone and calling you?
Oh, they're going to live forever, Randy. People don't have any debt. Bad things don't happen to people. Accidents don't happen. It was just in the news yesterday. Terrible, terrible accident. You know, down in Fife Lake, somebody was driving to work, and through no fault of their own, they were killed. Hit head on by a truck that was hit by another person, and crossed the center line, and poof, dead. They didn't wake up that morning saying, you know what, I think I'm going to pass away today, and I hope I have, you know, I'm going to make sure everything's in order before I get in the truck and go to work. You know, I don't have an answer for you other than people just delay. They know they need it. You have listeners right now that know they need life insurance because they have a mortgage, because they have some outstanding obligations, they have young kids, they've got a mortgage, maybe they just want to leave a legacy for their family. There's a variety of reasons, but they just kick the can down the road. And by kicking the can down the road, it costs you more money and puts your family in jeopardy. You have listeners right now that should call me today to start the application process. You probably have dozens, if not hundreds of people listening right now that need to call me to start the process to get at least $100,000 term policy in place. It's not going to be life-altering money, but the relief that you will feel knowing that if God called you home, your family would have some sort of protection to pay off a mortgage, to have some money to put the kids through college, to keep mama home, you know, from having to go to work to save the mortgage, to put food on the table. There's so many reasons, and this is not that difficult. It is easy. Call me. We'll work through the process. Takes 15 minutes to do an application. There's no obligation. Comes back where maybe you can't get life insurance. Maybe you've got a medical condition that you should have gotten life insurance before it occurred. Right now, don't put it off. Call me.
Well, on that point, because it is so simple, I mean, there's Orthos and all these companies running multi-million dollar ad campaigns. You know, give us a quote. You can apply online. We can, you know, ask you a few questions. We can instate the policy today, you know, at an affordable price, blah, 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 blah. It's actually a lot more difficult if you do it right. Explain the difference between calling you and doing it right versus responding to some of these stupid TV ads.
Yeah. So Farm Bureau, Michigan company, is what I would refer to as a more conservative approach to insurance. We do underwriting up front. Okay, so they're going to ask the medical questions. We're going to go through things up front for a policy versus some of these other companies. Yeah, 35 years old, perfectly healthy, non-smoking male, going to get this for X number of dollars a day. And then they do the back underwriting. And then there's likely fine print that, oh, the full amount of the policy is not available for the first 2 years. There's so much that goes into this. It's easier to call me. We work through the application. And then I present quotes. It's literally that easy. Yes, you may have to do a paramed. You may need to do a blood and urine. Nurse will come straight to your house, click your finger, and draw a little bit of blood, and you pee in a cup. Okay, that's not that difficult to protect your family. I see it every day. These accidents, people are accidentally killed, no fault of their own. Or they pass away from an unknown medical condition, an aneurysm. You know, so there's going to be a hunter that falls out of their tree stand and passes away this year. There, you know, so many things happen. When God says your time's up, it's up. And we have people right now listening that are putting this off and saying, I'll do it tomorrow. That's probably too expensive. Blah, blah. The excuse after excuse after excuse, instead of picking up the phone and saying, hey, let's get the application. Let's get me rated. Let's see what my options are. No cost, no obligation. Let's see what my options are.
Well, and also, one thing that people need to understand, and this was something my mom, the reason it triggered me this past weekend, I was down with my mom. She's 90 years old.
Uh-huh.
She's remodeling her kitchen. God bless her. On her own.
Oh, that's
granite funny. Countertops, marble floors in the kitchen. She's wanting to update her house to get rid of the old stupid 4-inch Formica.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And I was down there, and I had a conversation with her, and I said, Mom, it's amazing you're still in this house now all by yourself. Her husband that she remarried years later after Brian and I graduated from high school passed away a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And I said, Mom, it's amazing your story that you're still in this house that Dad bought for you in 1965. And she said, you know what? Your dad never showed it to me. I said, what? Yeah, he just found it and bought it and put me in the car and drove me out here and said, this is our new home. We're moving Saturday. And I thought, man, how things have changed. The times have changed.
How would Miss Vicky like you to do that?
Yeah, right? So bottom line is there's the old way of doing things. There's a new way of doing things. But the bottom line, when she said and brought that story back up, she mentioned it to me. She said, thank God he had that mortgage insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing of it is, Tristan, if people pick up the phone, call you, and I want you to give your number out right now so people can write this down. They can text it to their wife. What number would you like people to reach you at?
I like them to use my cell phone because I walk and talk, and I work on the computer, and it does a type of phone line, 231-631-6659. I like text messages. If somebody wants to do an app, they can shoot me a text. Or if they don't text, they can just call me. But I like a text. Hey, I'm ready to do a life insurance app. That way I can block off, 15 minutes, pull up the application, and I'm ready to roll when I call them back. Or maybe we schedule it. Maybe we schedule it on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Maybe it's Sunday at 1. Maybe it's, Monday at 8 p.m., 5 a.m. I am flexible to help people take care of their families. That's my job.
Yeah, and I think something that people need to understand, you served as a state rep for 3 terms, 6 years in Lansing. Mm-hmm. You've purchased this Farm Bureau office. Mm-hmm. You've dedicated your life now. This is what you want to do. You are all in, and you want to help people.
I help people, Randy, every day, protect from accidents and things that can happen in your life. Hopefully nothing happens that's catastrophic, that you never have a storm take the roof off your house, a fire burn something down, a deer jump in front of your car. Hopefully none of this happens, and people go through life and it never happens. But chances are, something will happen at some point, and I want to make sure that you have the correct policy to take care of that catastrophic loss when it occurs. And newsflash, last time I checked, everybody dies. And so that is the inevitable. That is a guaranteed. You're not guaranteed you're going to hit a deer. You're not guaranteed your house is going to burn down. You're not guaranteed that your deck's going to get hit by a tree, that a tornado is going to lift the roof or these things. But you are guaranteed, hopefully, to go to heaven. Hopefully you know Jesus and you're going to go to heaven. If you don't, that's something entirely different. But you are going to pass away and you are going to leave your family. Are you going to leave them in better shape than they even know or not? Are you going to leave them with a load of debt?
Yeah.
Losing their house and not knowing where to turn.
Text me Tristan Pohl, TC. Just text me TC. I'll give you a cell phone. I'll give you his website, TristanCole.com. Please, folks, just call and talk to him. Send him a text. Appreciate you, Tristan. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is